listening to this episode of Changes Big and Small. This is your host, Demian. Changes Big and Small will help you take action in your life with intention and purpose. In each episode, I invite you to accept unexpected challenges that will help you take action to build the life that you want. Self-acceptance allows us to be in the moment, to acknowledge each moment. The key is to do what we can do, what makes sense for our situation and context. So what if you've accepted yourself, identified some areas for growth, and want to take some action? Where do you find the time for this? Diane Randall is an expert.
I was a single mom with two children, finding the time management, working a lot, and how do I fit that in? So along the way, I learned how to take the time I did have and incorporate something healthy, like maybe I have 10 minutes that day or at that moment. I can walk for 10 minutes. I can just sit in silence for 10 minutes. I can just listen to some soft music on the radio, just some nice music to bring the stress levels down, for example. So time had been the biggest thing. And then I reassessed my priorities as my life changed, as my kids grew up. I learned how to make changes. So let's say they were in high school, I had more time. So it was just setting intention and being focused on goals that could support me in a healthier person.
She followed this process to take stock of her life and realized that she needed to take control of her time to improve her health. My favorite quote from this episode is, "Start where you are, right where you are." With that one sentence, Diane makes the case for self-acceptance. To be able to start where we are, we have to accept where we are. Only then can we figure out our new direction. A difficult topic for people is money. We may want to avoid it, or we can have so much judgment around it, thinking that we're behind or looking to other people to define our needs. That's why I wanted to talk to Mark Butler.
One of the hardest things for people to do is stop looking at other people for their most important information about what to spend, what to buy, how much to spend on it, how to earn, and how much is the correct amount to earn, etc. The healthiest place I think we can be is where we still are able to refer to people, but at arm's length, meaning we use them for our reference points in our lives for information, but we don't make it a source of anxiety or self-criticism or feeling behind or any of that. We're truly just looking at it as, oh, that's an option. Do I want that option? Why do I want that option? Maybe I do, maybe I don't. I think that's the hardest thing for all of us. I think it's the hardest thing for me.
Often we beat ourselves up over the money we spend or save. Mark's message is simple.
I don't believe in one size fits all personal finance advice. The only personal finance advice I feel is pretty much universal is that if you spend fewer dollars than you earn, and in the long run, if you steadily increase your income, that sets you up to do whatever else you want to do with money in your life. But exactly how you do that is completely up to you. So owning a home, not owning a home, buying used cars, buying new cars, leasing cars, any of these other things, I don't care so much about. I want to help people learn to make decisions confidently. So then they can decide whether a home is a good fit for them or whether becoming a lifetime renter is a good fit for them, because either one of those could be great depending on a person's life plans and priorities.
This sense of personal agency, of being able to think through our stories and our values, is a common thread in many interviews. Elizabeth D'Alto stresses the importance of knowing yourself.
Take the time to actually get to know yourself. Like, who are you? How are you built? What are your values? What are your priorities for real? And to just question what we think they are, and then what are they really? And notice if there are any disparities, and if there are, what those are, that's how we know. That's how we start to find out.
It's important for each of us to get to know ourselves. This is part of being on the path to loving ourselves as well. Elizabeth reminds us that we all have inherent worth.
I am enough. I have enough. I do enough. And what I love about that mantra is it starts to bring your awareness to, yes, where is that true? Where is that already true? How can it become truer?
To spice things up and make life fuller, David Brower introduces the concepts of sensuality and romance for everyday life.
At the end of the day, if you don't put yourself into the arena of real living and experience and start experimenting, it's like the rubber's not hitting the road. It's just an intellectual concept. Even if you get really good at that and you can manifest and, you know, all these kinds of ways of using the brain to trick the brain so it believes it's in that experience. But what's the fun of that, really? I mean, life is happening around us. And so I would advise looking for small experiences that you would like to have and go for the low fruits. Like you want to learn to dance, but you're a little afraid to go sign up for the classes. Don't sign up for a year. Go to 3 classes. Once is not enough to get an experience of something. Go and try things. Decide over the next 12 months that once a month you're going to go try something that will stretch you. This could be with food. Maybe there's things you haven't tried or a style of cooking that you haven't tried. Make some different choices. Don't take the same street home every day. Once in a while, take the scenic route. Once a week, call somebody you haven't spoken to in a very long time and tell them you want to hear what's going on in their life. Instead of sending email and text messages, send a literal video of yourself to people so they can see you and feel you and hear you in a different fashion. Maybe that's uncomfortable for you to be seen like that. I think everyone knows where their limits is. You may want to sit down and write, where would you actually like to grow? And what areas would you like to have more depth, more experience? What would you like to try? This goes for everything.
David talks about pleasure being a doorway to a richer, fuller life. This is something that many children know, but we lose it along the way. We can help build up the young people in our life. Aisha Addo advises us to consider the young people in our life and ensure that we are speaking to them in ways that build them up and support their self-acceptance rather than tearing them down.
Be very mindful of the words that you impact into the lives of the little ones around you, because words in itself are our life and are powerful. And your words have the power of building up or breaking up. So just be very mindful of that and be conscious of how some of the things that you say, although might be jovial to you, can actually be detrimental to a young girl's self-esteem. So that's always the thing that I say is be mindful of your words. Be mindful of the words that you're saying to them, but also be mindful of the words that you're saying to yourself. And ask yourself where some of these things come from. The things that we might not necessarily think of as important, or the things that we might not necessarily think of as vital, is actually shaping them up to becoming the person that they're going to become in the future.
Nurturing ourselves and the people in our lives can help with overcoming trauma. You can do the work to overcome trauma and live the life that you want. To wrap up the season, I spoke with Nisha Moti. Often we need to remake ourselves after some sort of tragedy. Nisha's wake-up call came after her father's death.
What does Nisha want? What fulfills her soul? And that's when I can return to myself and be like, oh, that to me is self-acceptance. Like, what do I need? Maybe that person needs that, and that's great, but I don't need to be that way. And that, for me, puts them like on the same level, or just puts them in a different place. That's where they are. I also try to see myself as, like, instead of on this flat linear kind of path, like, we're in this sphere, and we are. The world is a globe. It's a round object, and all the planets are round. So we're within the sphere in different spots. When you spin that around, there is no superiority. There is no inferiority. It's just we're in a different place.
I wanted to end the season with the idea of what's possible. I want you to remember that the world is expansive and abundant. You get to choose. If you want to know more about the individual episodes, visit the links in the show notes. If you've enjoyed this episode, please leave a 5-star review wherever you're listening or by clicking on the link in the show notes. If you know of someone who would enjoy listening to this episode or who could benefit from it, please share it with them. You can find more episodes like this one and have them automatically download to your device by subscribing or following the Changes Big and Small podcast for free. You can do that wherever you listen to podcasts, or you can go to changesbigandsmall.com and click on Start Here for more information. There are lots of previous episodes that you can find on the website. I encourage you and invite you to go back and listen if you're new to the podcast. I hope that you will follow Changes Big and Small on Instagram. Come and join the conversation. Tag us, hashtag Changes Big and Small. Send us a message and share your suggestions. You can also join the Facebook group where we have additional conversations, and that link will be in the show notes. Remember, change begins with one small step. Have a great week.